Today's podcast is brought to you by the Lousy Weather Media Basement Comedy Show Part Duh, featuring Anthony Savat, Josh Volchko, and Devin Connor, with musical guest Bob Camparta. And my mouth is the speaker. It's Saturday, December 20th at 8 p.m. If you can't listen to it, you can listen to it on, Sean asked.
LousyWeatherMedia.com. LousyWeatherMedia.com.
Enjoy the show.
Posting this shit saying, like, oh my god, Birdman was so awesome tonight.
Michael Keaton movie.
Birdman.
It's out already?
Okay,
yeah, it's
well,
been out. My brother saw it, loved it.
So for 2 days, I've been thinking the rapper Birdman was in town this weekend.
As you would, because you don't know what movies are.
But on a incredible show this Saturday or whatever in Cleveland, and like I've been thinking like all these, because the people posting about Birdman, I would not assume they would not be Birdman fans.
Oh, okay.
So
made sense.
I assume they were going brrr, like a bird all Saturday night.
Sean
watching
made the
Birdman.
Hand motion of a bird. Yeah.
And instead they were watching a movie, I found out today when I was doing, you know, news research for the show
with Michael Keaton.
You know, so
Ed Norton.
So it's a movie. It's the Lousy Weather Media main show today. What episode is it today, Paul?
60.
Oh, God. How did we reach 60 episodes?
And we just kept doing them.
I'm Sean. I'm Sean Ass.
Paul Wolf.
Bob Camparta.
And then we got
Tim Wolf.
Yeah, stand-up comedian Tim Wolf.
The
in
first person
today.
To introduce himself
he's,
on the podcast.
Dude,
he took the reins.
He's comfortable
wait, I wasn't
today.
To
no,
him.
No, no. Sean introduces.
All right, well, you could
can.
Let's start
great.
Over.
Can
show's room. Start over.
Start the theme song, Sean. Start the theme song. All right. Go ahead. All right, ready?
Lousy Weather Media main show. I'm Sean Ass.
Paul Wolf.
Bye.
And we got legendary stand-up comedian Tim Wolf in the studio.
Oh,
God.
Thank you.
We got a live audience tonight, too.
That's how
some laughter is going to be heard.
That's how it normally goes. So anyway,
we just wanted to get the full experience.
It's episode 60 today. Yeah, I don't want to be like tone deaf.
Yeah,
and ignore the fact that like there's riots in the streets going on.
Yeah, what's this all about? I keep hearing about riots.
Well,
what's this all about?
What's this all about? That's our new segment, Bob. What's this all about?
Because Birdman came out.
Oh, shit, Saturday. It was a great show. I like the rapper.
Everyone's rushing to the theater to see Birdman.
Yeah, lighting Walgreens on fire.
They said Alejandro Gonzalez and Aritu. I gotta see that film.
I don't know what that meant, but I gave it a bell.
That seemed like highbrow humor. I'm gonna act like I know what he's talking about.
No idea. So anyway,
he's the director.
There's Bam. A you know riots going on, and I
haven't heard anything about this. I saw a picture of a Walgreens on fire on Instagram.
Well,
and that's all I know.
Michael Brown.
Okay,
you heard
I thought
about
you were like Michael Keaton's in a film called Birdman.
Michael Brown, you've heard about him?
No.
He was the black guy that got shot in Ferguson, Missouri.
I've seen a lot
by
of Ferguson.
The officer.
I thought Ferguson Darren was Wilson. The officer.
We talked about this on the podcast, I'm sure, when
I'm
it
positive.
Happened. I mean, I believe me and Chad Weaver talked about militarization of police for 20 minutes in the last segment.
I might have
that
tuned
episode.
That out. That sounds pretty serious.
Chad Weaver talked about something serious?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. And then he shook Maracas, so it all just fell to shit anyways. Right, yeah. Right.
So anyway, we...
Classic Chad. Chaddy cum socks is what we call him. Because he comes in socks.
So anyway,
No, I was going to get a cum talk, but whatever.
Next time you see him, go...
Chad Weaver, I believe you can get me through...
I've been doing that to him a lot lately. Anyway,
just singing anything?
Just sing, no, that Dreamweaver song. You know that song? But I changed it from Dream to Chad.
Chad Weaver.
Pants start tenning out.
Oh. All right, so Ferguson Police. Not Teddy Come Socks Boner.
So we go from boners to Ferguson.
Yeah, I wanted to let
that back one. To these cops, Sean asked.
I tried to let that one settle for a minute before I went into the segue. Yeah, so anyway, yes, this cop, we talked about how he got shot through the jaw up and the bullet came out his eyeball and all this shit. We talked about this on the podcast before.
That seems kind of, that actually does strike a bell.
So anyway, this guy, and he laid in the street 4 hours, and he...
Ring a bell. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to ring.
Are you going to ring a bell?
I could actually ring a bell. That was
you
close.
Almost did that.
Yeah, no, I did get
it's
really
like
close.
Pavlov's dog. I rang the bell. Sean's like, why is my mouth watering?
So... they decided, a grand jury decided they're not even going to take this officer to trial.
Wow.
Yeah, there's not...
So nothing, he just goes back to job.
There's not sufficient enough evidence to proceed a trial against him.
Okay.
And so they're not going to go... And then they released a bunch of the evidence and stuff that they did have after
Here you go, internet.
But so yesterday it was like at 1 o'clock I read, hey, the grand jury, maybe it was about two, the grand jury's made a decision and they're going to announce it later today.
Okay.
So then about 4 or 5, I start turning on TV and they're like, it's just the governor of Missouri preparing the people to not like don't riot, like please don't riot, please
stay
peaceful.
That must have been the worst press conference to walk up to. I have to what?
It was like four.
You guys did what? And now I get this.
It was like 4.5 hours of that. So they're still not announcing. We're gonna announce it at 9 o'clock. Is what they kept saying. So at 9 o'clock, boom, no indictment. We're not
right.
So they built these people up.
Yeah.
To have a fucking riot at 9 p.m.
They actually got them all in one place and then told them about it. It was like, now don't do this, mass of people.
The thing, I don't want to get into a giant discussion about everything.
No, why not? We're on a podcast.
Think about the,
keep
the
it tight.
Era we live in, where I sat over there, right? We're watching Monday Night Raw, right? So while Big Show's beating up John Cena on the screen or whatever the fuck's going on, I'm sitting there watching a live stream on YouTube of goddamn dude just walking around in the streets of Ferguson while this is going on. I'm watching cars being lit on fire. I'm watching shit being looted. I'm watching this guy walk around inside that Walgreens. You know what I mean? Like, it's the era we live in while all this shit happened live. We're literally watching the same stuff that had happened in 64 when they're fucking spraying black people with fire hoses and shit. We're watching that live in front of our face.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
That is wild.
In 2014.
You were streaming it live on YouTube?
I was watching. There was a
That's what's blowing my mind. You can stream live things on YouTube
you
now?
You can stream all kinds of stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought you just watched videos on YouTube.
Yeah, no, we've
pre-made
been,
ones, not
we've
live
We've been talking
ones.
About streaming the comedy show
on YouTube. What a
great segue.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, nailed it right out of the park. So, look at it go.
God, so anyway, you... What were you going to say?
I guess we're having one of those.
Yeah. we're going to stream the live comedy show on YouTube, everybody. I just found out that we could do that.
But, so this happens. Yeah, there's all these people, reporters walking around, dude, watching fires being started and things. And, you know, and I thought about it for a long time about why they would do it at night. You know what I mean? Why would they do it at night?
So Batman could save the city.
Well, that was your plan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Batman's he's not gonna... during the day. Come
but
on, John.
It, so
don't be dumb.
They'd take their time to announce something like this at night.
Yeah.
Because
the kids will be off the streets.
And people won't be at work.
So they can riot?
The rich white people, exactly, so that they can riot. Like, and it's, could you imagine be sitting there at the pizza shop and fucking...
you just start flipping things?
It got announced at 1 and, you know, some guy came in, you know, and started, people start taking advantage of it. They wanted the rich politicians and rich white people and people who are behind this decision to be nice and at home and safe and out of town. And,
yeah.
Okay, let's
out of town. They all went on vacation.
They don't care if you destroy your own city.
Wow, it's fucked up. I didn't know about this either, so I guess
who
I never
was,
really looked
who
at it
was
anyway.
Hurt this morning by it, you know what I mean, other than the people involved. Business owners. That's who was hurt this morning.
And they're going to get cut insurance checks.
Eventually.
Yeah.
But today they're fucking trying to figure out how they're going to do broken windows, all the registers empty. Did you see that burnt down Walgreens?
I just saw a picture of it on Instagram, yeah.
I was watching a guy on live stream go through it, and he was popping open every register, and every single one of them were empty.
Yeah.
And the pharmacy was raided.
Oh, shit.
Of course.
Could you imagine?
That.
Well, at least they hit a Walgreens and not like a mom and pop pizza shop.
I'm sure they were all like destroyed.
They were
too.
Taking down the
Little Caesars was taken down.
That's still a corporation.
They're just all in them. Well, what pretty is everywhere name. Nowadays?
True. Wow, that's another thing.
You only have corporations everywhere. Yeah.
They thought they burned down a CVS, but it was actually just the regular CVS. It just looked like shit.
Jesus. So there's this other story I fucking read in the news today. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, Paul. Some guys.
What happened, Sean?
Some guys just have it.
Have what?
A dancing dick or something. I'm not sure exactly.
Oh, yeah. What, I've heard that expression before.
What happens? There's some guy's dick dances. This mm-hmm. guy, he's a... let me go ahead and pop it open. He's a Vanderbilt.
dancing dick. Look at it go. Oh, my God. Wow, that's a crazy dancing dick, Sean. It's weird that you have that in the box.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
He's a Vanderbilt. Let me say that right. Vanderbilt.
Okay.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Are you a college basketball aficionado, Tim?
Yeah, it's Vanderbilt, yeah.
Okay, so Vanderbilt, this guy.
Good thing you're here. That would have been the next 5 minutes of this conversation. You think I'm saying it right? Just, let me ask Siri.
I'm just here to fact check.
So this guy's name is Kyle Fuller. He's a starting point guard for the Vanderbilt Commodores, right?
Okay.
So he was former. He's writing a tell-all book where he's trying to get a Kickstarter. So let's go ahead and say that out. Let's go ahead and say that. So
looking for some change.
Let's say the validity of this story may not be.
Can't even make his own book.
Yeah, it may not be the
greatest. Trying to crowdsource it.
So he's having sex with a groupie, right?
As you do.
It brought her to the homestead. He's not actually having sex intercourse. Let me go ahead and back up.
She's
performing something on him. Okay, fellatio.
Oh,
as some would say.
What's some sex?
So, what did you just say?
I said that's sex.
Okay, so she is she's blowing this
that
guy.
That means penetration. Like that,
no,
that
she's
like
blowing
sex.
Him.
Yeah, yeah, it's penetration through the mouth.
Yeah, well,
he's
that's
penetrating
not
her
sex.
Mouth hole.
We can debate. Do you think
Bill Clinton did the same thing?
Sex is sex.
Hand job isn't.
Hand job isn't unless you're.
Unless you have like, unless you're Jesus, then it would be.
Unless
be
her hand has a hole in it,
mm-hmm.
and it's going up and down
nails
on your penis. Mom.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jesus, it's the mm-hmm. Jesus clause. That's the what Jesus they call.
What
clause.
About
yeah.
what about blowjob?
You're
yeah,
fucking
you're
a
going
face.
In, you're fucking a face. Yeah,
yeah. That's the proper term.
It's face fucking.
You're fucking a face. So okay. So I don't believe. I'd respectfully disagree. I believe fellatio. I still believe. Like if I was in a relationship, I'd still believe it was cheating.
I would hope.
But
you don't give casual blowjobs. It's not like a handshake.
You said, well, as long as you just sucked his dick, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm okay with that. But no, so I want to take that. But horrible. I don't think it's the same as sex.
Okay.
Sex would be almost worse, I think. I don't know.
I don't know, because then you'd have to kiss her knowing that dude's dick was in her mouth. I don't think I could ever do that again.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it again either way.
True.
Would you take vagina?
No. Would I take vagina? Of course.
No, I meant after it
would
was
I take the
dick
vagina
down,
back? No.
After it was dick down by something
dick
else.
Dick down. It was
dick down.
Would you take the
yeah,
vagina?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Yeah, that okay. would be awful. I could never look at the person the same again.
Anyway, back to Mr. Fuller,
okay,
Vanderbilt point guard. He so he's getting fellatio.
Yeah.
And there's a knock on the door,
uh-oh.
Right?
Does he finish?
Girlfriend's here.
Uh-oh.
Girlfriend's here. And
so, yes.
Let me in. Let me in. He goes. He looks down. He's like, what the fuck am I going to do? I'm getting fellatio. You know, hold up. He looks down. He's got it.
He said, I'm getting fellatio.
What'd you say? Open the door. Oh, fuck. I said it out loud.
So
he's like, what?
He didn't say, oh, fuck. She's sucking my dick. He said, oh, I'm getting fellatio.
I'm getting fellatio right now.
So he goes like, what fellatio?
So he looks around. He sees a suitcase, right?
Yeah.
He's like, get in the suitcase.
Fuck off.
Puts this girl in a suitcase. And zips it up, right?
Oh, she didn't die.
He zips it up.
That sounded very helpful.
No passing away. But anyway, so girlfriend comes in.
Yeah.
And then she just demands sex, right? girlfriend doesn't want it. Girlfriend wants sex now. And he was like, she's going to know something's up if I turn the sex down, because I never turn down sex with my girlfriend.
Oh, no.
So, boom, suitcases under bed. He slaps girl on top of bed and has sex with girl.
In a suitcase?
While other girls in a suitcase underneath
bed. Yeah, I didn't think he was having sex with a girl in a suitcase.
Okay.
Just unzips a little bit of the suitcase. He's like, shut up.
What? Are you sure this wasn't an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah, honestly.
You're talking about it sounds weird.
So he says, he tells this girl, you know what I mean? He sends her a text later on after he's had sex.
Is she still in the suitcase?
It's like, bring.
Let's her out.
Like, what was that? Give me more sex. Oh, no.
Lets her out of the suitcase. She moves on. You know?
I couldn't breathe.
He texts the girl, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, I'm sorry about what happened. Maybe we should hang out. And she's
fuck
like,
off.
She's like, yeah, maybe we should if, you know, you're clear to do so type thing. And he says, oh, I broke that off. That type of thing will never happen again. And she was like, oh, my hero. You know what I mean? Like, I would hope, or she went on to say, I wish I would find her quote, but I don't feel like fucking looking it up.
Okay.
But apparently what she had said was like, I never thought he might break that off, and I just really wanted an apology. All I really wanted to hear was I'm sorry
for the suitcase.
Yes, yeah,
you
yeah
were in while I fucked my girlfriend on top of you.
Now after she's
it'd
heard,
funny if like the girlfriend wouldn't have left and he had to like, oh, time to go, and take the suitcase and carry it.
Yeah, he keeps hitting walls. Ow, what was that? Nothing. See you later, honey.
I like that. I would like to see that on a television show.
That's gotta like be perfect. That's already turning into a movie script as we
and
speak.
Sitcom humor.
I mean, that is the perfect, like,
it could just keep getting worse for him. Like, he doesn't get an opportunity to let her out
and ever. Then she ends up in Japan. He has to go on a flight, or she takes it on a flight or something like that. Yeah, and then she ends up in some crazy space. The luggage gets lost. Oh man.
Or in space.
Hilarity. She gets sent to the moon. Oh my god.
Interstellar
2. Oh, there it is, starring her. What was her name?
Sounds like Rear Window.
I'm not sure. Rear Window.
Doesn't it sound like Rear Window, like Jimmy Stewart? He said, did he kill his wife? They said, no, he just put her in the suitcase and fucked another woman on top of it. Movie's over.
Credits.
We'll get Shia LaBeouf to star in a remake.
2 years later. Oh, wow, that's quick. No, it's not.
No.
They didn't name any of the girls. It's just
they didn't name Suitcase Girl.
No, both of them are anonymous. I mean, he calls them.
So how did this get leaked? I'm
sorry.
How
did he find out this story?
He calls one.
Sean's like, oh, we're just good friends.
He calls.
Dude, hit me up today.
No, he's trying to sell a tell-all book. Remember?
Oh, okay, yeah. So wait, how long ago was this then?
When this happened during his college career.
Oh.
Now he's trying to sell a tell-all book about his college career.
Oh, okay.
So how old is he?
Yeah, let's get some math.
I'm not sure.
Damn it.
He's this Kyle Fuller. I can Google him real quick.
Yeah, Google that.
Kyle Fuller.
Wikipedia. I hope he's 60, since this is the 60th podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
Stand by.
Oh, it happened in 1989.
Never mind, I got a Chicago Bear here.
Fuck
hold
yeah.
Dog Bears.
And that's who you're all about.
Said it was back
well,
when
you
women,
said Chicago Bear, didn't you?
It's back when women didn't mind getting put in suitcases.
True that. Oh, equality.
I'm not sure what
how old he is. Let's go with I'm gonna say 32. So what's that math? He would have been in college when he was 24, 8 years ago, so that would have been 2006. That's when this happened. All right, well, you guys want to take a break? All right.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm not even sure when all this stuff he's talking about occurred. Scrolling through, I just see the date 1994 a lot. So, you
94?
Know,
it was a good year.
We'll just go through with that. Do you think you're into 1994?
Yeah.
What happened in 1994?
I was,
you know,
seven.
Tim Wolf.
I was seven, too.
Are you our.
Wait, were you born in 89? 87?
Yeah.
87?
Yeah.
Is that the right math?
Yeah.
Seven plus. Yeah, it would be. Okay, yeah, I was seven. Yeah.
February 8th.
That's weird. My last name's Wolf, too. Fuck! God damn it. Here's the math clip. Third chance of winning.
But I
got a 66 and two-thirds chance of winning. Because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me, and he's not even going to try. So Samoa Joe, you take your 33 and
go
a third
ahead,
chance,
a sip,
minus my 25% chance, okay. And you got an 8 and a third chance of winning at Sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we used to go one-on-one.
And then add 66 and two-thirds percent.
I got 141
the, like,
and two-thirds
hiccups
chance
in the
of winning
script.
At Sacrifice.
Senior Joe. The numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you as sacrifice.
I actually used the term "the numbers don't lie" today.
Did you?
Yeah, it was cool.
Go ahead. It's your boss.
Was that? But hey, let me go ahead and say something real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Don't tell that story, Bob.
That's part of the show. Just steamrolling Bob stories.
So, it's cool. Bob says he's like,
I actually forgot when I used it. I just remember using it.
Oh, okay. Numbers don't lie. So
we steamroll. That's
so
why you do it.
Numbers don't lie. Here, 1987.
Okay.
Paul Wolf, Tim Wolf. This is weird. I feel like I have
both
a Wolf connection going
both of
on
these
here.
At the end of the name. Too.
I'm really
same
like
person.
So well, my real name's Tyler Durden.
Holy shit! I gotta pull my brains out.
I thought I was looking into a parallel connection. Like, I don't know what's happening. Yeah. He is obviously better looking than this counterpart.
Agreed.
Paul.
Yeah, well, no, he's the counterpart of me, but I will agree. He does
you,
have a
you
six
think
set
he's
abs.
The counterpart of you? Why
yeah,
can't you be the counterpart
Tyler,
of him?
Have you ever seen Fight Club? Then you're
no.
fucking
well, no, the
point
first
is
rule
void.
Of Fight Club is not to tell anybody.
Damn it, I broke it! I gotta pull my brains out again!
So okay,
nobody
yeah.
saw the movie.
So Meatloaf was in
especially
it.
Especially show. Yeah, that's Bob. Bob has so bitch tits.
Wait, that didn't even get that didn't become a hit until it came out on like VHS or DVD.
Yeah, DVD.
Or
yeah.
So it, literally, no. Like that's what they took it.
That's
literally.
What happened. Yeah. The
they said, "Don't tell
movie
anybody about this
movie." Theaters
didn't
show it. Especially because of that dick scene
no,
too.
No spare words. You don't put it. Then there was no
the
posters.
Dick scene?
Yeah, the quick dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick dick.
You're into quick dicks.
I love quick dicks.
So, but we have the Paul Wolf, Tim Wolf connection here.
Yep. Dude, that's our podcast.
Two Wolves, One Podcast.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready to put that on air.
All right.
Listen to it every week.
I just recorded two episodes.
A Boy Cries Wolves.
See how many times I've... It'll be a gimmick. Every podcast, I'll say Alejandro Gonzalez and Naruto, and then everyone will be like, oh, what's that mean?
Yeah. he's speaking some kind of code. It's like, no, that's the director of Birdman. This is a funny name. Yeah, no, Sean's still
no,
scared.
I have no idea what
yeah,
he's saying.
He's like, I just want to go to break. Oh, my brain hurts.
I thought it was like a quote from Guardians of the Galaxy or something.
Yeah, yeah. It actually means never give up. Like,
yeah.
Yikes. Hey, Bob. I became a hipster a couple months ago. You know how I did that? I bought a turntable.
That's all it takes.
That's all it took. I bought a turntable. You know where I got that turntable?
The internet?
Off Amazon.com. There's all kinds of stuff you can buy on Amazon. And since Amazon.com supports Lousy Weather Media, you can too by going to Amazon's link off our website. Right? You just go to lousyweathermedia.com and click on the Amazon links when you want to do your shopping on Amazon. It takes you straight to amazon.com. It's just a little added step, and it kicks back a little bit of a kickback after you make your purchase to Lousy Weather Media, and it really helps us out and supports us. Lousy Weather Media and Amazon are like supporters of each other. We yeah. like to keep each other in business.
Together at last.
Together.
Lousy Weather and Amazon.
Together, Lousy Weather Media can keep Amazon in business. And Amazon can help keep Lousy Weather Media in business. Click the man. Sometimes I just feel like making it rain.
Did he say Ludo?
What's up?
You say Ludo? At the beginning of the song. The very beginning.
Oh, Luda's in the song.
Luda. I think he said Ludo.
He might have just been
that
like...
That was a character from The Labyrinth.
He might have just been like, Luda!
David Bowie.
Like at the very beginning? Like it's like,
yeah.
Luda!
I thought he said Ludo. That's all.
Oh, right there?
Yeah.
That's Pluto.
Oh.
Because Future...
We used to be a planet.
Future raps about
is a
Pluto
planet now.
All the time.
Did you hear about that? I think they made it a planet again.
Really?
Who, Pluto?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It received planet status again, probably.
Yeah. Planet
because,
status.
You know what?
That's Anthony Savatt's new drinking game. He has to drink enough PBRs to reach a planet, reach another planet.
So, what I have a conspiracy about this, Paul or Bobby, you can do this on your conspiracy show here.
But we're gonna break it here.
What I think happened is Pluto is a planet, and
okay.
then they're like, Pluto's not a planet.
All right.
Which scientifically, because...
That sounds scientific.
It's not. All right, so a bunch of scientists are like, hey, scientifically, yo, Pluto's not a planet.
That was a weird way to state that.
So,
hey, scientifically, yo, Pluto's not... Pluto isn't a planet. Speaking of, drop the L2.
Speaking of weird shit to put things, did you see the guy who presented the car to the MVP of the World Series this year?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, this car, it's got... technology and stuff. Like, he was just like, he was so flustered, sweating, didn't know what to say about the car.
I wonder if he thought that would be really funny. He's like, oh, I'll be really vague and act like I don't know what a car is.
No,
oh,
it definitely wasn't on purpose.
No,
he pulled a note card out of his pocket at one point and started reading off it because he didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh, God.
They're like, what's this car got? And he's like, technology and stuff. So anyway, you know, technology and stuff. So
Pluto's not a planet,
Pluto,
yo.
Well, okay, Pluto. I think some scientists are like, yo, Pluto's not a planet.
Nice.
And every school in America was like, fuck our lives, because
we have all these little solar systems built with Pluto floating around
and
it.
textbooks, dude. Could you imagine?
Oh my god, that's so
oh
much
my
money.
God, yes.
Just go, someone had the job of just blacking out the name Pluto. So, strike
so
it from the record.
In class, they're trying to teach all these kids physical science in fourth grade, and they're like, "Oh well, Pluto's not a planet anymore."
I know it says
but
that, but
book,
we
yeah.
were dumb one time
yeah,
and named it a planet.
Your school's really poor, and our books are from 1992. You know what I mean? Like,
fuck, even if they're from like 2010, you'd still be fucked.
So I think it was a lot of pressure from lobbyists and consumers to the scientists, and the scientists were like, okay, you know,
break our arm, yeah, just call it a planet.
Yeah. Pluto can be a planet.
Teachers don't like explaining this one part of the book.
So anyway,
yeah,
Pluto's a planet.
All right, I'm glad we got past it. You guys want to take another break?
No conspiracy in that.
That
lobbyists,
they, yeah, that oh, they can they put
textbook.
Pressure
yeah,
on
textbook
the scientists.
Lobbyists.
Yeah. They didn't want to have
twisting
to
the arms
no.
of the scientists.
They didn't want to. Okay, yeah, yeah. Maybe it was back and forth. You're right.
Oh
maybe,
shit.
Hold up. So maybe it started because the textbook companies were like, "Yo, these schools yeah. ain't bought our shit since fucking 1992." So can you please be like...
can you update some sort of thing that would fuck these books up? Pluto's not a planet. Holy shit, we're going to make millions!
You're totally right. Let's do this.
So they, and then someone got the fucking summer assignment of blacking out the name. They're like, damn it, they still haven't bought the books. Sharpies went up tenfold, though.
No, you remember the acronym that you used to like have to know in school to get the planets?
No, not at all.
Like, my very elegant mother just sat upon nine pizzas.
No,
you
I don't
you couldn't do
that
anymore because you took out Pluto.
So be
sat upon nine.
Sat upon nine.
Nine
what?
What? No!
Nine what? Nine what? Dicks?
That would be it. You know it would.
They said Pluto's not a planet, but there's a new planet called Dicks. Drano.
I didn't mean
new planet Drano.
Preemptive bell.
Yeah, it might set my 40.
it's a big glass.
That made me tear up.
Do you ring the bell every time I say dick?
Yeah, go ahead. It's our dick bell. You dick found bell. It.
So anyway, we got Tim Wolf here in the studio. See, I watched your comedy on YouTube before I...
oh, really?
Yeah, just immediately before
you know
you
they stream
the
live content on that?
No. Awesome. So, no, and there was one thing at like how... fucking abrasively dark and offensively the jokes are, but I was in tears. I watched the video. It was 12 minutes at the Stone Tavern, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, for
and
Cribbly's.
God, I would love for everybody in goddamn America to see that 12 minutes. That is some of the purest, just funniest 12 minutes I've ever seen in my fucking life.
All
I don't
right,
mean
and
to.
He's now going
to
perform it live.
No. I don't mean to like suck dick here, but I just happened to watch it earlier today.
You should ring
and
the
I,
bell.
I
yeah,
never,
that's the dick bell.
I never
you should ring it again because he just. Said it
and you know, both these guys were like, Tim Wolf's coming on this date. He's really good, and I was like, all right. And then so today. See? Today I clicked on YouTube and I watched one at the Funny Stop and it's the same content, but like the fucking bit at the Stone Tavern, which would have been probably like a year later or so.
Which Funny Stop video did you watch?
I'm not sure. You opened first. How you went?
Was
a
it everybody
long
else?
While about everybody else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I know that video on there. Yeah, no, I did Funny Stop last night actually, and I did something new. I did the whole set in David Lynch's voice.
And I'm David Lynch.
I said, hello, oh, everybody. I said, the guy who invented the Sloppy Joe is really lucky that his name wasn't Dick. And then like, everybody started laughing. And then like, hilarity from there on, ensued. Just like... I'm like, maybe I should do every set in David Lynch's voice.
Oh
now.
My god.
You could become like Larry the Cable Guy. Like yeah. Your one character oh, just worked yeah. So good.
And then you get
just...
a cease and desist from David Lynch, your whole career shattered. I'm making records. Mine's different
well,
than yours.
You'd have to change your name. You could be you know, something different.
Stephen Lynch, then he gets another cease and desist. Because he's a comedian as well. He's like, I just like this guitar and singing, and yeah. I like the name Stephen Lynch.
And then hey, what's the other fucking guy?
Oh fuck.
With the hair.
Oh, you know the one with the hair. Does he have two eyes? What? and a nose, right? I think I know who you're talking about.
There's some guy that talks about God. What's his name?
Ricky Gervais?
No.
That doesn't end with Lynch. We're thinking Lynch name.
I didn't know that's what you guys were thinking.
That's, yeah, Sean just randomly. He's like, hey, who's that guy talks about Lynch. God? All right, name him. I'll give you one clue.
Lynch.
He's something or other.
Jacob?
No, I'm not sure.
Joshua.
So anyway.
Father Lynch.
Tim.
Oh,
Wolf.
That was what it was. Father Lynch.
I remember.
That sounds like it was the brother, guy that hung.
Brother Lynch.
Oh, that's Father Lynch. No one talks to him.
Brother Lynch hung.
Yeah,
Brother Lynch hung. I remember him.
Yeah. It was Brother Lynch hung. I got Brother Lynch hung on here. I can turn it
Kill
on.
Kill motherfuckers.
I'm sure. Where's it at? Where do I got Brother
I
Lynch hung?
I summed it up.
No, I don't have it. So okay. Anyway. Tim Wolf. So where are you from?
I am from Warren, Ohio.
Where is that at?
It's like 40 minutes from here. It's near Youngstown, closer to Youngstown.
So it's all the way out that way.
Yeah.
You're in you get off at the exit and there's a Sunoco and stuff and just...
This is how Sean remembers places. These are his landmarks.
Sunoco.
Just
hold his hand through while he goes. He'll get over it.
Just tumbleweed.
Yeah. Okay. Sunoco, tumbleweed, your house, right?
That's what I imagine.
That was the place?
Yeah, so how was that?
How's the Sunoco?
How's the tumbleweed, rather? Let's get in the tumbleweed.
The tumbleweed, all this.
Sunoco has a drive-thru.
Holy shit.
Yeah. They put a drive-thru on the Sunoco over here, too.
We have a Sunoco?
Yeah. up there on
Mugget
Road.
Yeah, okay.
I hope Sunoco pays you guys a lot for
They do, yeah. No, we just got $400.
I got black gas at a Sunoco one time, I'll tell you that.
That sounds like a
Yeah, it was
problem.
Just really
Oh,
dirty.
I got black gas.
Black gas.
No, I took my car to the mechanic, and he was like,
the mechanic, hey, I got black gas. What are you going to do about a mechanic?
That's what he said to me. He's like,
you got black gas. I'm the mechanic. It's weird that you guys spoke so similarly.
If you say That's it too exactly. fast, it's if you say it too fast, it's, you're saying black ass.
You got that black so ass. What do you mean, mechanic?
You
got
to make sure you enunciate the G, or else it's really racist.
I had the black ass in my...
I said I went to the gas station looking for some black ass.
Hey, you got that black ass? Oh, racist.
Oh,
he's
Jesus.
Coming on to the women.
That's funny. I'm tearing
All right, so you got black ass.
All right, you got a black ass. Tell us about your black ass.
I got black ass at the damn Sunoco. I got oil change, and they were like, yo, we checked your gas, and it was black ass in there. That's what the mechanic
yeah,
said.
Yeah, the soft A mechanic.
The mechanic. That's the way mechanics speak.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, you know what I
mean? Mm-hmm.
They got their own language. It's not racist to portray mechanics in that way.
Yeah, I guess it'd be like jobist.
I don't believe. So anyway, you're from Warren.
Yeah.
What the fuck is black gas? I have to know.
It was just dirty. It was murky. It was like very, very low quality. It was like murky. It was black.
Like Pirates of the Black Water.
Oh my god, dark waters.
Like gas is like a clearish brown liquid, you know what I mean?
I've seen
it's
gas.
Clear.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure it's just brown on concrete. It's
what
probably
happened?
Just a clear liquid.
Have you ever
the concrete's already kind of beige. I don't know. It just turns brown. I don't get it.
Yeah,
water does the same thing, but I'm pretty sure water's clear. I don't know.
Have you ever huffed black ass?
holy shit. Okay. Black ass. Yeah, they told me I had black ass, dude, and I got it from the Sunoco. I was like,
so you heard it here. If you guys want black ass, go to Sunoco.
Yeah. Breaking news.
Ask him for that bathroom key.
Yeah. Go get a nice set of black ass.
Just a black ass. Oh, Jesus. So, Tim Wolf.
At least, if we can ever get fucking...
I don't even know how out we of Warren. Get into this. Yeah.
From Warren,
so, now we're past the Sunoco, so where else can we get black ass?
Out of Warren, I haven't gotten out yet.
So, what's happening out there in the Warren,
in
Ohio?
Warren? Not the murder.
Murder? No, it's that. It's like a high crime rate.
It's not. I mean,
like there's gun violence. Like there's gun violence around here, like crazy.
Not my neighborhood.
No,
I mean my neighborhood's like just old people.
Oh, they just die from old age. That's not murder, Tim. Oh, yeah, they die from the way of life.
God murdered them.
How it happens?
I call it God murder. Murdered
by God.
God murder. So it's just basically a place where a lot of God murders.
Natural causes is just a nice way of saying God murder.
God murder. A bunch of. I'm going to start
she
using
She died
that.
From God murdering her.
You heard it here first.
Oh, what happened to your grandma? God murdered.
God murdered.
God murdered.
God murdered her. Took her
out. I got indicted on the God murder charge.
Oh, Jesus. Shit. That's a fucking.
Then she came back to life and died again, and it was double jeopardy.
Very relevant bell.
So if they bring her back, then it would be double jeopardy. Okay.
Is that from a movie?
Well, double jeopardy. Yeah,
Harrison Ford.
Double jeopardy. You can't be tried twice.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So if she died and then like they resuscitated her and then she died again, God couldn't be tried twice and he would be still guilty, I guess, for killing her the first time. And this never mind. Doesn't hold up.
I will say, God,
in the court of law, we're fucking dissecting this.
God has killed more black people than white police officers have killed black people.
You think?
I would say God murder for sure.
I mean, Africa. I would say that God is much more culpable for black deaths than police officers, but I could be wrong.
Paul, that sounds pretty right.
God is a God murderer.
Oh my God, that's the name of our CD that's coming out soon. God is a God murderer.
Jesus doesn't save anybody from a dick in their mouth.
Yep.
And God is a murderer.
Oh wow, we've made our t-shirt now. That's on the back, and God is a murderer.
So Tim Wolf.
Yes, Warren.
Warren, Ohio.
Warren.
So you went to school out there, hanging out, living in, life?
I went to school at a place called Howland, and it was, it's nice,
What'd you do in school? Did you have extracurricular? You didn't do, like, computer clubs, sports?
No, wow, I just paid him for that, Sean asked.
What's up?
Computer I didn't play. Did you play baseball?
I did computer stuff in elementary school, so sometimes I just try to relate, brother.
I played baseball.
You did baseball.
I played baseball when I was eight.
I didn't play baseball. But how was it, though?
I threw up one time.
You're like nervous.
Was it anxiety?
No, it was dehydration. Mm. I had to go to the hospital.
No Gatorade for Tim. Not here in left field. So hot.
No, what happened was because I used to be obsessive.
1995.
I used to be obsessive compulsive, and I would spit instead of swallow my saliva.
Okay.
And I got dehydrated, and then I threw up, and I had to go to the doctor. And then I had to go to a psychiatrist for being OCD. And then they said to drink more water.
And stop spitting.
I always felt like I thought there was something wrong with me until second or third grade.
Really? You're that self-aware?
Swallowing.
First grade, Sean, I was like, oh, no, man.
No, swallowing my saliva. I thought that was a weird, I thought it was something only I did.
Hey, guys, you ever swallow your own saliva? Yeah,
that conversation.
Guy's amazing. We got swallower over here, everybody.
So it wasn't until a teacher in class one day was describing something. Was like, you know how when you swallow and there's nothing. And I was
oh my god,
yeah, there's nothing wrong with me.
I'm not the only one. She swallows too. Guys are like, what?
I believe it was third grade, probably. I learned that swallowing.
So for 2 years,
you
were like, I don't think I'm doing it right.
Yeah. Kindergarten is when I realized I was doing it.
So one day you're coloring, you're like, oh no.
It's exactly,
I caught the swallows.
It's exactly how it went down, brother. And I didn't tell anybody. What's up?
Come talk?
Yeah. Can I hit come talk?
You're just talking about swallowing. You said she swallows too. It's all I'm thinking about. Thank you.
Now that comes out of my head.
Right. He's just thinking about cum.
Wow, that was.
So is that what? So how? Head. When did you start thinking about cum, Tim Wolf?
When did I start thinking about cum?
Yeah, when did that start in your life?
I don't know. I mean, I know. It's not like I thought about cum when I was a kid.
Yeah. Probably playing with G.I. Joes.
No.
You never saw the movie White Man Can't Jump. And fucking was like, damn, I want to hump a pillow. That's that's really relatable.
Hump a pillow.
Yeah, whoa. What in that movie made you want to hump a pillow? And why? Know. You humped a pillow.
Rosie Perez?
I was like 2 or 3 years old.
No, fuck off. They just put on white. You're like, oh my God, this pillow is amazing. Man. And then later on, you're like, I think swallowing's fucked up. You're a weird baby. I was 2 or 3, humping pillows, watching White Man Can't Jump. Kevin Bacon,
Woody Harrelson, or some shit. In that shit.
I've never humped a pillow.
Good for you.
But so you were addicted to cum early.
I don't. Sean is a bit of a spinner when it comes to.
No, I just want.
So you're addicted to cum, Tim? What?
It's like the Fox News of cum. You're just like
that's
telling
what we pride ourselves
you're
as.
Telling the audience.
I was just wondering what happened.
This guy's into cum.
Yeah, we. I mean, we just got in this cum situation. So you went to
a sticky situation.
So how you didn't really do anything in high school? You played baseball when you were 8. What, like, how were you grade wise and shit?
I mean, I was pretty okay grade wise. I did a lot of plays when I was a kid.
There you go. You were an actor.
I was an actor.
You were in the theater.
Thespian.
Yes.
What drove you to the theater?
Well,
probably his mom.
Yeah, my mom drove me to the theater. No, it was.
No, I'm saying like actually, like got in the car, you know.
No. I just like. Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't know. I like wanted to be anybody except myself, pretty much. Like, I want to play characters that swallowed their saliva.
Oh, shit.
I wouldn't get dehydrated. I was getting sick of being dehydrated.
You guys
dehydrated.
Had weird problems. You were spitting more, and he was swallowing his own saliva thinking it was fucked up. Yeah. You're both fucking neurotic.
Yeah.
Sometimes
no, I was like,
happen.
I don't know. I liked being on stage, and then I started.
Where'd you start?
Huh? I started back in 97 when I was like 10.
Mm.
What was your first play?
My first play was Stone Soup.
What's that about?
Yeah, well,
that sounds really boring.
Yeah.
It's just a bowl with floating rocks of kids. It's like, wow, my son's doing a great job.
It's about people that sell stone soup, like soup with stones in it.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
That's
it was
the broth?
Good in the play, yeah.
What, the soup was?
Yeah.
So, wait, well, hold on. So
you were
stone
a good actor.
Soup.
I get it.
And then I was Gregory in that. And then.
Credits.
Yeah.
That's on his IMDb page. Gregory Stone Soup.
I don't mean to name drop that, but I played Gregory.
Yeah, you guys might have a familiar title, Gregory from Stone Soup. Crowd favorite.
We should have introduced him as that.
Gregory from Stone Soup.
We got
Tim Wolf.
Shit.
I said I was also a tree in Aesop's Fables.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, the name drop.
Yeah.
See, you were doing all kinds
of
things.
Did you guys
plays,
do a rendition of Cats ever?
No.
Fuck.
I don't like musicals.
Oh, really?
I can't sing.
You're not a fan
so
of the
music,
man.
So just a strictly play guy.
Strictly plays, yeah. Hmm.
What's a good play? What's your favorite play?
Rent.
Favorite play that I did?
Or just, no, just like your favorite
I don't like
play.
Plays.
Yeah, you're not a big
I only
play
did them
because
nobody
no,
was
yeah,
casting
okay.
me in movies.
So you were like.
Well, and you were fucking
10. But 10-year-olds get cast in movies.
Yeah.
Haley Joel Osment. How did
and,
he land that
look
role?
Look who's talking now and stuff.
The babies?
And they have kids in it.
Yeah, the babies, yeah.
Yeah.
First one had, that was Look Who's Talking Now.
Okay.
Look Who's Talking just had the dogs.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So where were we? The theater.
Yeah.
Theater.
Favorite play I did was Treasure Island.
Uh-huh. What is Treasure Island?
I bet it's about treasure in an island, right?
It's a Robert Louis Stevenson book,
mm-hmm.
and it's about pirates. And I played a guy that was stranded on the island for like 20 years.
That was
shit, Castaway?
And wait.
You come out, yeah.
Were you the main?
I wasn't the main character, but I was the comic relief of the story.
So you have a substantial role.
Yeah.
Is that like when you first started like knowing that you liked performing comedy in front of people? Or is that kind of always a thing?
I mean, I always liked comedy, but I was never good at writing jokes. And then my friend signed me up for an open mic two and a half years ago, and he was like, "You're doing comedy." And I was like, "I don't have jokes." And they just threw me out there, and I started doing it.
So
and then they laughed, and I was like, "I should keep doing it."
You were always a fan of comedy, though?
I always liked stand-up comedy, yeah.
What were your favorite comedians? And when did you get into it?
I got into 2.5 years ago is when I started, but I've been listening to like Dave Chappelle, Bill Hicks,
mm-hmm.
Louis C.K.
And then what are your favorites now?
I mean, it's the same. I like Doug Stanhope. I didn't know about him until I started doing comedy. But
and there's a lot of people right now that are like saying just like really he's on like another swing of being like praised a lot as being like the best one doing it
Stanhope?
Right now. Yes.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I even heard somebody
I think
on
he's a genius, not just with comedy. I don't know. I think he's really smart.
He also took his tours to rock clubs too. He's like the first guy to start touring places like Peabody's and shit instead of trying to book theaters. And I even heard somebody I can't remember who it was, but it was on a podcast the other day that was like that It was Ralphie May, I think, that said, I think Stanhope's even better than Bill Hicks and things like that.
I would,
like,
agree with that, actually.
And really, I mean, praising Stanhope of being that he's really being really great, I guess.
Yeah, I actually saw him at the Vortex here in Akron.
What?
He was at the Vortex.
That's
wild. Yeah. Jeremy Shear opened for him.
There used to be a strip club called Ecstasy.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go there?
No.
I think Eric Brewer was here and told us about Lady Mahogany.
Yeah.
It was a big black stripper he fancied.
At the Vortex?
At the Ecstasy. Vortex. So you're listening to comedy. Did you always want to do comedy?
I never...
It wasn't until the guys signed you up for it.
I always wanted to be a screenwriter, and I still want to be a screenwriter, but I write scripts and nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing comedy, and I would do jokes and people would laugh, so I was like, I should keep doing that.
I got you.
So it's not even that I really like stand-up comedy, it's just like the only thing only thing that people are like, you could do that, yeah.
And people think you're talented and enjoy what you do. So is there anybody that checks out your scripts and enjoys it, though?
Yeah, I mean, I actually got, there's a guy in Washington that read one of my scripts, like, on the internet 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I think about that script a lot, and I wanted to contact you. And, I mean, he might murder me.
Yeah, that sounds kind of like it. But also,
that would be really cool.
But now you
have
get,
you thought about, do you, like, post anywhere?
That'd be crazy. I always,
say you get a Kickstarter together.
I have, on Simply Scripts. I wrote it with a friend of mine. It's called Belfry.
Is that, like, a script, like, form community or something? I'm not in the script world.
What do you mean?
It's like, you said simplyscripts.com. Like, I was just wondering if you said that's what it was on. I said, is that a community?
If you want to look, if you type in Belfry Tim Wolf on Google, that'll come up. And it's just like, it's on the Simply Scripts website, but it's.
And he's asking what Simply Scripts is.
It's just a website where people can post their scripts and see
and
if people review
can
them.
Comment on it and stuff like that.
Actually, we put it into a contest. We got to go to New York City for it, but we never. We talked to people that read it and they liked it, but we never sold it or anything. But that was a really fun script.
What kind of scripts are you writing?
We wrote Lou Diamond Phillips into the movie. Yeah.
That's pretty incredible. He played La Bamba, or you know what I mean, Richie Valens.
Yeah. There was actually, in the script, we have a scene where Lou Diamond Phillips is on the film with OnStar because his car gets stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on the phone with OnStar and they're fucking with him. And they keep calling him Neil Diamond, and then they put him on hold, and then the hold music's La Bamba, and he flips out and, like, bangs the phone against it. It would have been amazing. Funny for Lou Diamond Phillips to actually do that, but now the friend that I wrote it with wants to turn it into a graphic novel, so
really
he's gonna try to do that. But
I don't know if I've ever read any like graphic novels or even comic books really that, like, or just straight comedy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't either.
I don't know how that would translate.
I don't know.
Are there aliens?
Yeah, there are aliens.
Then it might translate.
I just read a Clerks comic the other day.
How was it?
It was like literally...
Was it written by Kevin Smith, though?
Yeah, okay, it was the most dialogue I've ever seen in a comic book.
Yeah.
But it was funny. It translated well. But also, I know the characters on screen already.
Did Silent Bob have any... Okay, and you have like a reference, but did Silent Bob have any lines in it? Did he have like an end line? You can spoil it.
No,
it's okay.
They were in it for like.
Did you see the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back Monopoly?
Yeah.
What's with that? That movie's fucking 15 years old.
Yeah, it's weird. They've been doing it. Like, I've seen like a lot of shirts for it lately. A lot of stuff. I don't know. Maybe it just got rediscovered because it went on Netflix.
And what's with the Monopoly? Is there like a company that's third party in the Monopoly thing, or is that actually?
I wonder
Milton
if Monopoly
Bradley?
Isn't actually Monopoly for any Monopoly game.
Well, you might.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can. They sell their, like, Lego sells their name to other toy companies to make their own Legos. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And sell them, but they're made by a different company.
Probably like Hasbro or some shit.
Or no, it's like just little like companies. Like, I was reading this article about a strip club Lego set. Yeah, and it's this company called like Creative Media or something. They have a Breaking Bad Lego set too and shit. They
wild.
So they get the Lego license and then make their own Lego thing. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I'm pretty high. Why were we talking about this?
I said Lou Diamond Phillips and then I wasn't responsible for anything else.
No, I mean, I was talking
about
Legos.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike
Back. Oh, the Monopoly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm wondering if it's like a third party fucking company who just licensed Monopoly name and then they fucking make whatever they
Maybe,
feel like, you know.
Lousy Weather Monopoly.
Oh my god!
We could contact them. And there's do like Lousy
a bell
Weather
is
Monopoly.
One of the pieces. Yeah. Like a microphone. Your head, my head, Sean's head.
Come talk is a destination.
That's yeah.
Like boardwalk.
I'm buying property there.
In the math spots, the jail.
Go to
the
jail.
Fucking listening. The sacrifice. Yeah. You cannot pass go. You have to listen to sacrifice.
Aren't you making a movie now?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm filming a movie.
What? Did you have anything to do with the scripting of that?
No.
No.
It's called Accidental Heroes.
Okay.
And it's this guy Tom Denver, and he's a really nice guy, and he knows me through comedy, but he was like, you should come audition for this movie. And then I went and auditioned for it. And then
Where's the audition space? I'm sorry.
Where was it?
Yeah.
It was in Chagrin Falls.
Was it like an actual like theater?
No. It was just like an office room.
That's awesome.
Like office space. And then yeah, so now we're filming. We've done like 6 days of filming, and I mean, it's like, it's very different for me because I'm used to stage acting.
Right.
So it's like, I always want to project my voice like I'm on stage, but I'm not. It's just normal life.
Do they have you mic'd?
Yeah, I mean, is there a boom? It's like they have a boom mic, yeah.
Are you mic'd at all? Because there's this movie called The Dirties, and they like actually like, mic themselves.
Yeah, no, there's a guy with a boom mic. His name's Yaro. He's Russian, and he's amazing.
That's fucking awesome.
He's just a fucking like amazing, like he looks fucking beautiful.
Yeah, just he's like Ukrainian. A fucking North God.
He's Ukrainian, and he's like, I was talking to him, and he was talking about all these girls. And he's like, I had four girls at my house the other day. And I was like, what are you doing with four girls, man?
what do you do with all those?
He was like, what would you do with four girls at your house? And yeah, I was like, I've only had one girl at a time at my parents' house. I don't know what I would fucking do with four girls at my house.
You guys got to be really quiet.
I was like, you guys play Monopoly?
They actually licensed it out to their company.
And then he's like, I told everybody, I was like, man, you know, Yaro doesn't even have any male friends. They're all women. And then Yaro was like, that's not true. I know a guy. And I was like, that's fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing.
Just one.
That's funny.
Jesus. Yaro's awesome.
So you've been doing that lately?
I've been doing that. I spent the last Sunday? Yeah, this past Sunday, I spent an hour tied to a bed for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
How I had to get tied to a bed. Bad.
Were you dehydrated?
Huh?
Were you dehydrated?
I had to piss. Just
constantly spitting.
Why is Tim Wolf spitting everywhere? It's a nervous habit. He reverts back to eight years old.
No, I had to be tied to a bed, and the girl that I was acting with couldn't remember her lines.
Fuck yeah.
So I had to be like,
this is so convenient.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a traumatic experience.
Do they have like multiple camera shots, like per like scene and shit like that? Like, is it like a close up of you, and you guys do it another way?
There's only one camera, so they have to shoot the same scene like four different times to get multiple.
Right on,
keep moving.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good that they're doing that instead of just like, well, I mean, like in the Clerks vein, it was just like, all right, we set up one shot and monologue time.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it was
yeah.
basically like stage acting in like 10 minute increments.
Yeah. It's like memorizing my lines, it hasn't been that difficult because I only have to memorize one scene at a time, really.
Mm.
But the girl that I was acting with had to do like a whole exposition, and then it was like I understood why she was like, you know, having trouble with it, but I still had to be tied to a bed for an hour, and I had to piss the whole time.
Well, that's acting. I guess you're paying dues, brother.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
You gotta be tied to a bed there.
Yeah.
So what do you enjoy more, the acting
the
or
movie,
the
right,
telling jokes and stuff?
Have
you been acting too as along with the script writing or just
I,
this
the
one
thing
time,
is I used to like acting but
that?
Then I was like I like writing my own stuff and then
what about writing your own stuff to act in it? Do you ever do that? Do you write your own stuff for you? Do you
no,
see yourself in it?
I would like to.
You don't see yourself being the main character ever?
I wrote a rap song and I really want to do that, but
there you go. Hey, we could record it here. I got the mixer, I got the beats and shit.
Really?
Yeah. We'll just bump it on. You're just fucking just lay it
right
down.
Right here in Studio Infinite.
We'll just lay it down right now. No. So you but
just live.
But
we'll
anyway,
play to a beat
no.
later.
What do you enjoy more though? Like the acting or the stand up?
Right now I enjoy writing more, but I don't write very much because I don't know.
You're busy with other stuff?
It's just like, there's no, I don't believe in writer's block. I just believe in being lazy, and I'm like really lazy.
Mm.
So I just haven't been writing, but I have like some really good stories that I want to write, and I can't, because I can't get past it. But
were you always writing
get
even
past
in
what, the
high
laziness?
Just the laziness. I keep, everything I write now, I'm like, this sucks. And it's just like, well, the first thing I wrote was a, it was a 289-page basketball script. And it was before
it was called Basketball Diaries. It was, yeah. Oh, and I turned on Netflix. It might as well have been.
And I was so happy with it. And I worked so hard at making it. Like, I was like, this is going to be awesome. At page 275, I'm like, only got like 15 pages left, and then it's going to be awesome. And then I finished it. And then I looked at a screenwriting book, and they're like, it's a minute per page. And then I was like, I just wrote a 5.5 hour long basketball movie. I don't think anybody gives a shit about
it. Hey, James Cameron, I got a script.
And then I got so happy because I cut it down from 289 pages to 130 pages. And then I was like, oh, wait, if you can cut it down by like 160 pages, it's probably garbage.
So I just threw it away. You pulled out all the garbage and just left
it
meat.
Yeah, it was the worst script ever.
Oh, but you were so proud.
I was proud of it, yeah. That's the thing. I could write all that, like 289 pages of that, and now I actually have good ideas and I can't even write one page. So that's it.
Do you ever try just like writing out just dog shit just to get past the dog shit? Like, because maybe your brain's just like having this weird thing to where like it, like, I don't know, you can't get your ideas across, so you just need to write. I hear, I don't know, the Nerdist podcast always says that. Just like write the most horrible thing ever. And then slowly you'll just start to bleed out on the page regardless.
I don't know. That sounds like some Tyler Perry shit.
It is.
I have some weird thing.
The nerd, that episode. Weird.
I just, like, I just start doing it. Like, I very rarely ever, like, write songs anymore whenever I want to
like whole songs?
Sing or scream on a song or anything. Yeah,
you write the music, too.
I'll sit here with the music and then fucking just start. I'll hit record and be like, blah, 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 blah. And I'll be like, oh, that was cool. Well, that wasn't cool. This is cool. And record a song. Like, maybe there's something to be said for being able to just start, like,
doing it,
being
yeah.
able to just produce. It, I mean, I know that's, like, something that you need funds and availability to do. You have an idea.
Well, I mean, writing's like kind of the same vein you're talking about, because that's like kind of what I was saying. Like, I mean, like when I sit down and don't have anything actually to write, like I just start playing until I find something that comes to me. Like sometimes you just have, like, it's not just always going to strike you in the face.
I don't know.
Just like, I got the writing bug.
Closer to the face.
Oh, shit.
I'm working on this movie called Sweepstakes Money. I'm really excited about it.
Is it in like a grocery store? Like one of those things like with the super...
No, it's...
No, it's not!
All right.
No, it's about a... It's about a Wigger vampire.
I'm in.
Riff Raff.
He won the publisher's fair.
Is that his name? Riff Raff?
No.
Think about it.
But Riff Raff could.
Maybe it is.
It's a rewrite.
No, Riff Raff could play the Wigger.
And his name should be Riff Raff. Anyways, go ahead. So
he won the publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes 300 years ago. And he gets $7,000 a week for life. And at the start of the movie, he's like 300 years old and loaded. He wasn't a vampire at the start, but after he won the sweepstakes, he was like, maybe I should turn myself into a vampire and keep accumulating wealth. So now he lives with his brother, and he's got a shitload of money, but he's still not, like, grown as a person. So he's just an asshole, basically, but he's got a lot of money, and the story's just about the publisher's clearinghouse hires.
Now does it take place in this time?
No, it takes place, like, 300 years from now, which is funny because the publisher's clearinghouse is still a thing 300 years from now. And I don't have – I thought it was funny because every movie that takes place in the future – is like futuristic looking.
Yeah.
But I thought it'd be funny if it's pretty much the same, except like gas prices are higher.
It's all inflation. Now,
it's all inflation.
How much does he get a week? 7,000?
7,000 a week.
So then imagine 300 years from now, that's like nothing.
Yeah.
So like he's like, I'm going to become a vampire. It's going to be amazing. These poor as fuck. Like just immortal. $7,000 ain't cutting. He's got to have a job at like McDonald's.
Yeah.
I gotta pay rent $8,000 a day.
Yeah. My favorite scene right now that I have is he goes on a date with this girl and she's like, tell me about yourself. And he's like, you want the good news or the bad news? And she's like, well, what's the bad news? And she's like, and he's like, well, I'm a 313-year-old vampire. And she's like, well, what's the good news? He's like, I got sweepstakes money. And then she's like, what the fuck is sweepstakes money? He's like, well, 300 years ago, I went to publish this clearinghouse sweepstakes. I get $7,000 a week for life. I ain't been saving all of it, though. Like, I like to buy milkshakes. And she's like, I thought vampires drank blood. He said, not straight up, baby doll. That's just gross. I like to get a banana milkshake and put a couple drops of blood in that bitch, mix it up. Mmm, tastes good. She's like, so how much money do you actually have? He's like, well, bitch, do the math. It's 300 times sweepstakes money minus milkshakes. It's my income. And then, like... And then that's my favorite scene. It's all very dumb, but the publisher's clearinghouse hires a vampire hunter to kill him.
Oh my god, that's amazing. He's putting us out of business.
Yeah,
we're losing 7,000 a week.
Yeah. All these
rents 8,000 a day.
Now this sounds like a damn movie I might watch. Like you know,
a damn movie.
Like a Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain or something.
Oh my god, I remember that movie.
Yeah, something like
Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu.
Oh, he directed it. Oh my god.
I didn't say dick. Jesus. You can't ring the bell.
Jesus.
You ring the dick bell without a dick.
So what?
There's the dancing dick. Ah.
We'll take it back to stand up for a minute.
Okay.
Where what? When you write jokes, what got you starting to write jokes? Or you said you never even had one. How
I was
did
in
that
a
go?
Horrible, horrible relationship, and I needed to write jokes to make sense of it.
To get okay with it.
It was 2 years, but it felt like a decade because. Mm. She had, it was my first girlfriend ever, right?
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks into dating her, I find out she's a month pregnant with her ex-boyfriend's kid.
That's a commitment.
Yeah.
Wait, 2 weeks into dating her?
Into dating her,
and
yeah.
And this lasted 2 years?
Yeah.
Fuck, Tim, what the fuck?
Well, once you get in, you can't get out.
No, you're like, oh, you're already you have someone else
might
to see.
Be
you're
the,
ruined. Goodbye.
It might be the one.
Well, she's like, I broke up with the guy because he was like abusive. And I was like, this is the only girl that's ever shown me a I was 21 when I had my first girl. I didn't go on a date till I was 21. And then she's pregnant with another guy's kid. And I'm like, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, play it as it lies.
And then I was like, you got to play it as it lies, right? So I dated her. And then, and then it just got awful because the baby... They found out I had a heart defect.
Oh, God.
And then after the baby was born, it died.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And then we got an apartment together. And then she started poking holes in our condoms to try to get pregnant again.
Fuck off.
Yeah. And then...
How'd you figure out that?
Well, no, I saw it. Well, no, it was... I carefully inspected the wrapper because she was already...
Was it something you suspected? It might
that's
be
a red fucking flag
doing.
For a relationship when you're like, did she fuck with the condoms?
Well, no, she kept she kept talking about wanting to get pregnant, and then I was like, maybe I should check the condoms just in case.
I was watching Weeds, and I saw that's how he did it.
You already felt
even,
like
the
she
thing
might
that made me mad was
it.
Like she wouldn't even admit to it. She was like, well, Giant Eagle must have done it.
For sure.
And I was like, yeah, because fucking Giant Eagle's been bugging me for 5 months to get you pregnant. Actually, it'd be more believable if you told me a real Giant Eagle flew through the fucking bedroom window and poked holes in the condoms with its talons. And I'd be like, you should shut that window. That bird's trying to get you pregnant.
Oh,
I was actually going to put rat poison in her Midol, and then the cops ask questions. Be like, well, we did buy the Midol from Giant Eagle. they nothing better than fuck with people's lives. See her condoms. But no, yeah, so she started doing that. And then I still stayed with her, which I guess would have been a deal breaker for some guys.
Yeah.
And my friends were like, you should break up with her. She's nuts. And I stayed with her for another like
sometimes
year.
Sometimes you don't know. Yeah, no.
Then we went to New York because she wanted to audition for this musical theater school in New York.
Her life is taking fucking turns, dude.
Right? And
Jesus
then so we
Christ.
Go to New York, right? And then in the audition room, she meets this guy from Connecticut.
Starts poking holes in condoms.
No, pretty, yeah,
she's
pretty
like,
much.
Come here, go to the bathroom.
No, she gives him her phone number right in front of me. Ooh. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I need a friend for when I come to New York for school.
The fuck?
Yeah, to fuck. And then
did she say that too?
No, no.
You're like, babe, that's weird.
But the whole time we're walking through New York, she's texting the guy. And I'm like, that's a little suspicious.
A little?
And then we were staying at her dad's house in Easton, Pennsylvania for the trip. And then it was that night after she gave him the number, and I heard her. She thought I was asleep upstairs, but I heard her talking to her friend, and she was like, "I'm sorry, but he can sing and dance, and Tim can't." Really? Talking about this guy, right? Uh-huh. And then so I told her, I was like, "All right, we're done. I'm not gonna even deal with this anymore."
Did you mention the singing and did you sing and dance in front of her, like crying, like I can't?
No,
it's over. I was in theater, goddammit!
I told her I was like the whole time I was worried about Matthew McConaughey. I guess I should have been worried about I was worried about Matthew Broderick. I guess I should have been worried about like Nathan Lane or something. Or no, I don't know Matthew McConaughey, and I should have been worried about Matthew Broderick. That's why I told her in a fight. And I thought that was funny. and then what? Yeah, so then she said, all right, I won't talk to him again. And then
Holy shit. So you heard, did you bring up the dancing and singing?
To her? Yeah, I told her about it. We got into an argument about it.
And then you were still like, I was like, I'm sorry.
I was like, I'm sorry, I can't fucking sing and dance.
Oh, that's so weird.
But I was like, he lives in Connecticut. What's she going to do? And then she packed a suitcase and moved to Connecticut. And then she didn't see that one coming. We still had the apartment. And then she called me from Connecticut and she's like, you might not want to be in the apartment because I'm bringing him back to meet my family. After like a week of knowing him, right? So then I left a whole bunch of shit in the apartment.
I mean, he can sing and dance.
He can sing and dance.
I understand why she wants
to leave. So after, when she said they were coming back, I put a bunch of, what I did was I made the bed and I bought a scented candle and I put it in the room and then I left a bunch of condoms on the bed. And I didn't poke holes in them. That would have been funny if I did.
Yeah, it would have.
Maybe she just assumed. She's like, I'm going to get pregnant. And then she didn't that night because you didn't poke
any
holes.
And then she came back and I was at work when she came back and she called me up and she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And she's like, you left condoms everywhere and made the bed. And I was like, well.
I wanted your night to be special, babe.
I was like, if you're going to fuck a guy in our bed, it should be at least neat.
Yeah. I'm not trying to make a bad impression on your boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. And then he gets on the phone, and he was like, oh, my God. He sounded like the worst person ever. He got on the phone, and he was like, yo, dog, what's wrong with you, dog? And I was like, oh, my God. Like, if she had left me for, like, a fucking...
A normal guy.
A doctor or a lawyer or just someone that knew basic English.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have felt too bad, but it was this guy. Yeah. And I was like, damn it. And then, he ended up getting her pregnant, too. And like a couple months after we broke up.
Mm.
And then she called me up and she's like...
How'd that work out for her?
Well, she called me up from Connecticut and she was like, I told him I was pregnant and he threw a bottle at my face. And if I come back to Warren, will you take me back? And
2 years later, she broke up with me again for a guy in New Hampshire. She loves the East Coast. Just can't get away from it.
She just like clam chowder, I think.
She's coastal food. It's her thing.
But no, yeah. So that happened. And then and I was like, well, I guess the only way to make that funny is stand-up comedy.
Mm.
So I started just telling jokes about it. And then I felt better about it a little bit.
And that's exactly where all the like more offensive humor came from.
Yeah, that's where all the offensive shit comes from.
Because I love 9/11 jokes. And, yeah. You know,
those things make those cherry.
Yeah, yeah. Make everybody feel awkward and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I enjoy things
9/11
like that.
Jokes.
Yeah. Do you ever do jokes that you're like, this is just going to piss off everyone. It's not going to be funny, but it's just funny to you.
There's only one joke I've thought of that's so offensive I haven't told it on stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to?
I'll tell it now, yeah.
Go ahead.
It's the only joke, and I've written so many offensive jokes, but I just won't say it on stage.
Mm.
And it's so my girlfriend was shot in the face last night. The good news is she didn't pull through. The bad news is the baby did. And I won't say that on stage because I just know everyone's gonna be like, damn it, this guy's an asshole.
That's pretty funny, but
that's the only one.
That's
on the podcast, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's on the internet forever, whatever.
It's on the internet forever, it's fine.
Yeah, it's like buried like an hour deep too, so you know.
Yeah, no one's gonna get to
that. That's just thing of like babies don't really survive my jokes.
Casually just happens.
Yeah. It's very rare for a baby to survive my joke, but it has happened.
Dead babies are usually the go-to, you know?
Yeah. Oh, funny. My God, yeah. You remember when we played
for
a show?
For me, at least, they're a go-to.
Yeah, right.
They strike home.
We played a show on
Jesus
stage one
jokes,
time.
Jesus jokes and baby jokes.
Yeah. Sean asked to sing him with another person on stage.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty weird.
And
yeah.
He was like, someone was tuning or broke a string or some shit.
Yeah, so
they're bantering.
So
you know?
People are like, tell a joke. And I'm like, I don't know, what's funnier than a dead baby?
And then the other singer says,
a dead black baby.
Yeah. And then Sean was like, whoa, not the one I was going for. And he's like, a dead black baby in a sailor suit. And he's like, god damn it,
no, there's a normal dead baby.
Part again.
Dead baby in a sailor suit.
Yeah, all right, well, moving on, next song, something not yeah. Something completely different.
Dead black baby.
All right, on that note.
That's why whenever people get mad about my dead baby jokes, I'm always like, I held a dead baby. You can't get mad at that.
Mm.
Holy fuck.
It's like if I'd been raped, I could tell rape jokes fine.
Mm.
I held a dead baby.
Where you've been.
It's like you go to the Ronald McDonald House and stay overnight.
You can discuss what
you
know.
And try to fuck your girlfriend while other people are waiting for their children to die. That's, you know how hard it is to keep an erection while you're like
surrounded by child death.
Yeah. And we had Netflix and I just watched that movie Teeth, Draw the vagina.
Me and Bob watched that together, and he was fucking terrified.
That's
of
like
pussy
the that's like the Venus flytrap vagina, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, but with actual teeth.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So the but like that's
it's like a vagina with a mouth.
It's like we had just watched that movie. Her baby was dying, and we're surrounded by other people whose children are dying, and I still managed to have sex with her. And now I can't even get an erection when I'm watching porn. So that's where my life's at right
Will
now.
Someone just tell me a baby's dying in the next room?
Yeah.
I just need this.
I need. Yeah. I have a dead baby fetish.
Second date. I got to let it out. So there's a weird thing.
That's an awkward thing to break to somebody. You know what I mean? That's an eHarmony like status. Like, right under his profile header. You know what I mean?
Do you want the good news or the bad news?
Warren, Ohio, dead baby fetish.
No. Thespian. Actor, comedian. Dead baby fetish.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Where would you put dead baby fetish?
Oh,
I mean,
at the
like,
end. That's
you
the
put
home
it
run
at the
right
end,
there.
I put it number, like, two.
No, because then they stop reading.
Like, comedian,
at least let them know who
fetish
you are. And they're like, wow, he's a good guy, but that's fucked up.
Yeah,
I just call up an escort service. Can you meet me in the neonatal intensive care unit?
Like,
the Akron Children's Hospital.
Oh, okay, I know where that is.
She said, what's up, daddy? It's neonatal. I said, no, it's N-E-O-N-E. Make sure you put some Purell on your hands before you jack me off. We don't want these babies
to
get sick.
There's one right there. Yeah, you're good. The little dispenser. They're everywhere. Yeah.
So you... I always feel... Oh, man. How
I don't
do you,
really know where you go from that
yeah,
story.
Let's
say, can,
where
good
do
luck,
I
good
go?
Luck.
Hey, yo, so...
I said, so Birdman's coming out, right?
Oh, shit. Michael Keaton.
He was in town Saturday.
Alejandro Gonzalez and Aritu.
So...
Oh, God, I really hope there's a video of him doing that somewhere.
So, yeah. The you're writing comedy.
Yes. So if my answers scare you, Vincent, you should cease asking scary questions.
Oh, man. How do you write jokes? Do you like write like premises? Do you write stories? Do you?
I used to write stories strictly, and then I saw Anthony Jeselnik do one-liners, and I was like, maybe I should try one-liners, and then I really liked those because if those the bad thing about those is if they don't work, it's just awkward silence. But the good news is that instead of like if you start doing a story joke and then nobody laughs at the beginning, it's really awkward because you know they're not going to laugh for the rest
of
the
story.
Oh, yeah,
you're
fucked. But you got to finish the bit. But a one-liner, you can just do a one-liner and then just, all right, they didn't like that. I'll go to another one.
Go to the next one.
So I like doing that one.
Anthony Jeselnik's one of them super offensive people, though, and I say this all the time, especially on the show.
Okay.
He's one of them people that like relate to people like my parents, like my dad's 64. You know what I mean? And like he's like Anthony Jeselnik just hits them somewhere and they're like, did you hear the joke about the dead mom or something? You know what I mean? And I'm like, wow, you know what I mean? Like my parents are just really into these Jeselnik shit.
Yeah.
It's a really weird way he translates offensiveness to a broader audience nowadays.
Yeah. It's like it's hard enough to write just a one-liner that people like, but to write a one-liner that's really offensive that people laugh at is like really difficult. So I started doing them, and I was like, I realized that when I was writing those and they were getting more laughs, I was getting more laughs for like my story jokes because I made them more like punchy. So like it actually helped out, and then people think I'm just up there telling rape jokes to tell rape jokes, but I'm like, if you can make somebody laugh at a joke like that, it's actually pretty impressive because. People don't like to laugh at that shit.
Fuck no. Have you seen
like,
Facebook?
Made,
Jesus Christ.
I made someone with a cross laugh at that joke. I did it in the Stone Tavern video about the my mom's asking for the weirdest shit for Christmas. I'm like, Mom, what are you going to do with a coat hanger and a time machine?
Mom, what are you doing?
I saw, yeah.
What's that flux capacitor?
I actually saw somebody.
Doc Brown?
Yeah, I saw somebody in the audience with a cross around their neck laugh at that joke, and I was like, that's awesome, because she totally doesn't want to laugh at that, and I'm forcing her to laugh at that and be more tolerant of jokes.
And it's abortions. Like,
yeah, and abortions. Yeah.
You're spreading the good word, my friend.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you can say things that just hit people, so like, oh, God, that shouldn't be said.
Yeah.
And it just makes, those are the things that make me just laugh. Sometimes I lose it.
One of the jokes.
Sometimes I just lose it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. One of the jokes I never figured out how to get people to laugh at is a joke that I did like a year ago, and it was so it's not that I like punching my girlfriend in the face. It's just that she looks so good in sunglasses. And I couldn't get people to laugh at that, but I'm like, that's not even a domestic violence joke. It's a joke about sunglasses.
Yeah, it's Jackie O.
It's just like, and I couldn't get people to laugh at that. And I love that joke so much, but they just won't laugh.
No, yeah, sometimes. Especially, it's weird because you're in a Ray Rice age, especially nowadays.
Yeah, I don't know if that would hit well now.
Yeah.
Bad part. He was trying to do it.
I don't know if that would land well. Oh, God, I'm doing it again. Pull out.
He was doing it a year ago.
No,
pull out. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said pull out. Yeah, yeah.
That's happening right now.
Yeah.
So, geez. So, what's in the future for Tim Wolf?
Future for me?
Starring in a movie.
Starring in a movie.
What's it called?
Accidental Heroes.
Is it on Facebook?
It's a secret group.
Oh my God, give out the secret. I'm kidding.
Everyone involved is in the Illuminati.
Well, yeah, you're like filming.
Oh shit, I noticed that triangle on your shirt.
I said, we only drink our water with fluoride in it.
Yeah, it's like, you gotta make your teeth nice.
Yeah. But no, it's so I'm doing that, and then I did the Cleveland Comedy Festival, and I bombed horribly at every show.
Yeah, how was really? That this year?
It was, I mean...
obviously terrible.
Well, I saw some Instagrams, but they were from a lot of the, like, smaller clubs, so you know what I mean.
It just made me realize how, like, still not funny I am compared to, like, everybody else that comes in from... Well, there were people coming in from Denver and, like, Wisconsin and stuff, and I totally forgot there were other states. I was like, Cleveland's the only place that does comedy, right? And then people come in, like,
I'm
actually,
at the Mecca.
Like, actually, no, I'm from New York, and I've been doing it for 10 years, and I'm funnier than you. And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, nobody's that much of a dick, but they go up there and tell jokes, and it's like they're at the contest.
You feel it when they walk away.
They do. I feel like I'm not. I did my first joke in the contest, and I as soon as the first joke was over, I realized I wasn't going to win anything, and then I just started riffing on like weird shit, and you know, Eric Cribley.
No.
Eric Cribley's like the funniest comedian that I know, and he's got the most. If you ever on if you were on my YouTube, it's Eric Cribley laughing at my jokes. He's got the most distinctive laugh.
I was about to say you can hear a very distinctive laugh.
Yeah. And he's like the whole. It's like a four minute and 20 second video of him just laughing at all my jokes, and it's hilarious. Like his laughter, not my jokes. and he's like. I didn't even know he was in the audience for the Cleveland Comedy Festival until I did a really stupid joke, and then there was this dead silence, and I heard his laugh, and I was like, oh, he's in the audience, so I gotta try to not suck. And then after the show, I went up to him, and he was like, I'm disappointed in you. And I was like, yeah, fuck. I'm disappointed in myself, too. And he's like, I'm not gonna vote for you. And I was like, I get it.
I understand. Yeah. You already said I sucked. Can we please move past this?
And then after the contest, I did an open mic, and I did really well at the open mic. And I'm like, of course I would do well at the show. That doesn't matter.
Now, do you think it's because you sucked at your set instead of riffing? Do you feel like you abandoned ship? Like, the first joke didn't work. Ah, so what about these lights? They're pretty hot.
I didn't really abandon ship. I did my material, but I didn't feel confident. After the first
joke. So I just kind of saw through it.
So I just kind of like, yeah, so this happened.
What about the crowd difference? Was it more of like, what kind of crowd were you experiencing at the Comedy Fest compared to
the... Yeah, because a lot of open mics are comedians.
The bar crowd is either really into my stuff or really against it. Like, I've had a heckler try to rush me on stage before.
Really?
Yeah.
And what'd you do? Like, pick up the mic stand? Like, no!
I was doing an open mic, and
just, like, batting at him, like, this weird standoff. He's got a stool, you got a mic stand.
I was doing an open mic in Niles, and it, like, Niles isn't the most open-minded.
Yeah, I know exactly where that's at.
It's not the most open-minded place. Yeah.
Right in Girard, there's the Jib Jab hot dog.
Yeah, yeah, the Jib Jabs, yes. Yeah.
I love that
Those
place.
Hot dogs are better than any of my jokes.
Dude, he was so bummed. One of our shows got canceled right near there, and he's like, dude, we're not going to Jib Jabs.
No, we were in...
fucking Jib Jabs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It wasn't... Yeah,
he started losing his mind. Like,
it was
in our rider. We got to stop by Jib Jabs and pay for food.
No, I was going to go see Leota at...
and they canceled.
In
Niles.
Yeah, and fucking... So the whole reason to go see this band play was not even to see the band play. Was just to go to Jib Jab. Yeah, like, I was like...
But he can't justify the trip. Yeah, just for a hot dog. But a band and a hot dog?
It's funny, because a lot of times when I go there, I order hamburgers. Who would have thought?
Fucking dickhead. That's what this guy is. He goes to a hot dog shop. And he's like, can I get a gyro? They're like, why?
And you go to a gyro place and order a hot dog.
Yeah, that's I go to the hot dog shop.
Theo didn't say it, but like, he gets so angry when people... There's so many people that come into this gyro shop. They're like, hey, can I get a hamburger? And he's like... and just stares at them. They have hamburger meat. Yeah, yeah. It's on the menu. I don't understand why anyone would go to the
Java shop.
So let
me go there and get a hamburger.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Sweet.
You'll do it.
Theo, cook me a hamburger.
Anyway, so Jib Jab, guy's trying to rush you on stage. You're fighting him off with the mic stand.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't. Whatever. It was... People don't know that an open mic is where jokes are supposed to fail.
Yeah. It's like you're working your setup.
It's like karaoke, pretty much.
Oh, nice.
But except like an original song.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fucked. Everyone go on stage and suck at your own song.
Yeah, yeah. But I was up there doing a joke, and it was an offensive joke. I'm not saying it wasn't. But then, like, they got offended, and they had to be taken out on the patio.
So what were they offended about, if I may
ask? The joke... This is gonna sound like all I do
remember
is really
offensive
jokes.
Joke?
It's like, this is going to sound like all I do is really offensive jokes, which is only like half true.
You do heartwarming stuff.
I mean, yeah.
That girlfriend story was really nice. Yeah.
No, all right. So I said, I wish I had a friend who was into child pornography. That way I could get really accurate movie reviews. Because if you could sit through 2 hours of a little boy getting fucked in the face and you walked out of Les Miserables halfway through... Probably doesn't say a lot about the quality of the film. Like, Hugh Jackman's portrayal of Jean Valjean was so stilted and hacky that I had to go home and pop in Teenage Cum Guzzlers Volume 13.
God. Holy fuck!
And then this woman at the bar was like, that
volume
ain't funny.
Volume 3?
Yeah, 13.
I know, then, I caught that. I'm just saying there's 3 installments.
So. Yeah. But then, I had to... Then this woman turned around, and it wasn't that she heckled, because I've had hecklers, but she'd been heckling every single week.
Oh, okay, she's
and
a
it was
talker.
Making me pissed off. And I finally snapped because she turned around and she was like, that ain't funny. And I said, well, you know, some people have the balls to get up here and tell jokes while other people just sit in the back like a bitch.
That's my thing. Like, I heckle. Thought, for some reason, I thought about it the other day of like a heckler just like taking the lady, like, all right, go ahead, tell your own jokes.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen that done on YouTube before, and it sucks when they do well.
Dude just kills. Well, you were right, sir. Like, I'll asshole. Be leaving now. Yeah. You pulled out your gun and shot me in the Old West. Yeah. I'll fucking leave town.
But no, she had her husband with her, and then her husband turned around. And he was like, "Tell a joke, pal." And I was like, "All right, here's a joke. A really nice kid probably died today, and you're still alive. That's pretty funny." And then he tried to rush the stage, and they had to hold him back. And then they took him out on the patio.
Did people laugh?
They laughed, and then they took him out on the patio, and then the next comic came up to the mic, and he's this really funny comic named Kyle Carmelita, and he comes up to the mic after me, and he's like, are they outside? And everybody's like, yeah, and he goes, okay, so I fucked a mouse last night. And then, like, we all just started laughing. And then they came out, and they're like, we didn't like that joke because we're Catholic. And I was like, so you're familiar with child molestation?
Oh, fuck. They walked right into that, honestly.
And they did walk
set
right
the ball
into it.
For you to spike it right in your dumb faces.
I was like, thanks for setting me up. And then the bartender actually told them they couldn't come back to the bar.
Mm. Ever.
And then they left. And then the next week, they were on Facebook, and they sent Milo's a Facebook thing. They were like, anybody telling child molestation jokes tonight? And then they were like,
Tim the guy, Wolf the guy liked that, your status.
The guy that, no, the guy that owns Milo's messaged them, and he's like, well, we let people tell whatever jokes they want. And she's like, I just thought people had better morals than that. And then I commented, and I was like, I think Jay Leno's on. You should probably turn that on. And then, so she never came back to the bar, but that was the only time I ever actually got
engaged. I love that you were able to have a Facebook war with them as well.
Yeah.
You have Facebook even comes into play in the fucking one bit you got on the show. The same story you were telling earlier, obviously. But the
the nice guys finishing last bit at the end.
Mm. Yeah. When you're arguing with the people in the the meme of the guy about nice guys finishing last.
Yeah, it's like, you're the only guys ever nice to me, said no woman ever. Mm. I thought that was pretty funny.
Which is a really good way to incorporate, like, social media stories into bits, because it's a weird thing where you've even brought it up. Where do you think, like, is that something you go to?
Yeah, there's like an oversaturation of, like, you know, like fucking porn or like you know, Facebook or shit like that. Yeah. Like, or like even like eHarmony jokes
or
like,
literally
those are fucking every single.
Well, but what about literally busting out your phone and reading what you fucking said to somebody in a fucking Facebook argument?
Yeah.
But I don't even know. I wonder if that's like a fake story and they just whip out their phone. It's a blank screen and they're just scrolling through. And then like, you know, being like, and I said blah, blah, blah. Like, they make
did
up a
you
scenario.
Actually bust out the actual fucking page? You
yeah, it wasn't the actual page. I wrote in the notes app. I wrote the whole thing in my notes app.
So you got
I just read
right
it off
there.
My, because I'm not going to memorize all that. Take the time.
I imagine you busting out the actual Facebook post. Like when I see you do it, I imagine you busting out the Facebook post. Like
I don't think I had Wi-Fi in there. I'm not gonna.
I feel like it's good presentation. Like boom, like I got caught in the moment. I'm like boom, this motherfucker's pulling out the Facebook post.
Oh man, we're goddamn
right. Yeah, like
he's taking us on a ride. Tim Wolf.
I sucked into the bit, man.
Yeah.
So hey, this was fun. This was a fun interview. I appreciate you coming in here. You gonna stick around and do a couple news stories with us before we get out of here?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that was the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. Was that E.T.? I don't know what that
was.
Come on.
No.
It's Donald Duck.
What is that? It's Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's Donald Duck.
E.T. is like, ouch.
Well, could you transfer Donald Duck into E.T.? Oh,
man. I wish I could do my jokes in Donald Duck.
I don't know. I can't do that.
All right. I always shake everybody's hand at the end of it. That was a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, yeah. What are you guys doing next? You guys got news next?
News.
I'm going to tell a news story about, I don't remember what it's about.
Ferguson Police Department.
No, we talked about that earlier.
Oh, my God.
Don't talk about Bill Cosby. That's hacky by now.
I don't remember what... We already talked about Bill Cosby like 3 months
ago. Yeah, we broke that story, dude. Don't worry about
it. Whenever, we broke that story.
We were actually victims of his.
Weird.
The first day.
Hey, Bill, what's with that drink? No, I don't have a headache.
We took that guy.
It makes me sick. Your mother fucks his all back. You may not get one occasion.
Hey, Bob, there's, like, plates sitting behind you. I like...
Those are useful. Where'd you get them?
Off Amazon.com. There's all kinds of stuff you can buy on Amazon. And since Amazon.com supports Lousy Weather Media, you can, too, by going to Amazon's link off our website, right? You just go to LousyWeatherMedia.com. And click on the Amazon links when you want to do your shopping on Amazon. It takes you straight to Amazon.com. It's just a little added step, and it kicks back a little bit of a kickback after you make your purchase to Lousy Weather Media. And it really helps us out and supports us. Lousy Weather Media and Amazon are like supporters of each other. We like to keep each other in business.
Together at last.
Together.
Lousy Weather and Amazon.
Together, Lousy Weather Media can keep Amazon in business. And Amazon can help keep Lousy Weather Media in business. Click the link. Rick James is my shit.
It's funky.
If I could listen to Rick James, the Definitive Collection, right?
Yeah.
It's like a greatest hits, Definitive Collection. That album, like if I was on a desert island, that would be the album I took.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Rick James, Definitive Collection. Because you got motherfucking You and I on this shit where it's like... So much fun, yeah. You and I. You got motherfucking Mary Jane on this shit.
This is my jam.
You're like Mary Jane. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Are you gonna beat that shit?
You're not.
Mary Jane. I mean, who cares if Rick James burnt women with crack pipes?
Yeah.
He made some phenomenal music in his time.
He did.
So anyway, how you doing, Tim Wolf?
I'm pretty good.
What are you doing over there? Tweeting and stuff?
Just texting my girlfriend. Like
so you have another one?
Yeah, I was about to say, is she a good one?
Why is she weird?
Huh?
No. Is she a good girlfriend?
Yeah, she is. She's only 17.
Is that like a warrant song? Or is it a true story?
No, it's true.
I'm
27, she's 17. It's awkward.
And how's that working out for you? Yeah.
But it's like, I've already gone through the worst case scenario, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. 17 is pretty young. I guess what you're doing, if you hook them real young before they get corrupted by society.
Oh my God, you sound like the Duck Dynasty guy. That's what he said in his sermons. He's like, pick them up when they're 13 before they figure out they can be equal. That's when they're ripe for the picking, fellas.
So, or you know what I mean? You get somebody who's 5 years older than you who's like ready
to be. I thought that was
going to
go south quick.
I think
you're 5 years old. It's like, good thing you said earlier than you.
I'm starting to look around at women that are like 31 who are like, yeah, maybe I'll go for that woman rather than some of my own age who may be, you know, caught up in, you know, the life everybody my age is caught up in nowadays. Yeah. Or somebody younger than me who's caught up in the life that everybody around me is caught up in. Everybody's crazy. So maybe I'll find someone like 31 homely with some fake tits who's ready to have a baby.
Oh, wow. Or Sean landed on the jackpot.
Or a big butt.
You know, the only bad about having a 17-year-old girlfriend is, is she doesn't get my Alejandro Gonzalez and our Ritu.
I don't
references.
I don't get them either.
Yeah, Sean's the same age.
Am I the equivalent to a 17-year-old?
Yes,
girlfriend?
You are. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So anyway, let me hit the news segment. We got to hear
news.
This is cool. News.
Huey Lewis.
Welcome to the news.
Yeah, give me the news.
All right, go ahead.
I did it.
Bob goes second, right?
So Bob, you got a story for me?
Okay.
You know Walmart, that place?
No, what's that? It sounds like an up-and-comer.
It's a mythical up-and-coming shop.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they're going to be huge.
Anyway, they have a holiday thing that they've been doing for a few years, I'm pretty sure, where the employees can donate to other employees that didn't save... They both work at the same spot. Place, so I guess people that just didn't save their money as well.
They're both getting paid the same amount, yet the other employees are like, I'm better off, man. I just know how to save.
For the
holidays, some got bigger families.
Like bins that you can put in, but it's set up so employees can donate to other employees.
Okay.
Is how it's set up. And there's you can see Walmart people bitching about it online. And
which so Walmart finally, people do. They bitch about their wages, everything. They have, like, walmartbitches.com, I think is what the site's called.
I mean, everyone bitches yeah, now anyway. Just because of the online.
It's on my favorites list.
Anyway,
now the people that work at Walmart got their own bin, and it's huge. And they place it in front of the person that owns Walmart. Her name's, like, something Walton.
Walmart? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Something, Susan Walton or Amanda Walton, I don't know, it's a girl name with Walton.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And then with like a note that says like, we don't want your charity, we want fair wages.
Wow.
And so people can walk, it's a huge bin, so anybody can walk by.
And just throw something in there.
And put their food in her bin and be like, we don't need your fucking food, we want fair pay.
Man, Walmart's been in the news a lot. They had like a sit-down protest inside the Walmart. I was watching it on Ustream. Like, it was just a bunch of people that were working there just sat down and put tape over their mouths.
They're like, thank God, finally. Working in peace without all these bitches over here.
I would enjoy that.
Yeah, shut down.
Finally, everyone shut up.
Didn't they try to kill Tracy Morgan, too? Wasn't it like a Walmart?
Walmart tried to kill Tracy Morgan. Yeah. They tried to take him out. They were going to end his comedy career.
Yeah.
They might have.
I also read that there's
his lawyer says he might have permanent brain damage.
Tracy Morgan?
Not like vegetable brain damage, but like to where he wouldn't be able to perform. Like
he can't say, hey, I like that so much, I want to take it behind the middle school and get it pregnant anymore.
He got fucked. The other guy.
Like, I like that so much.
Tracy, what's wrong?
I forgot to take it behind the middle school.
Why is your nose bleeding, Tracy?
Mm-hmm. He's like, I have a stroke.
That was a good Tracy Morgan, Bob.
Thanks.
Tracy Morgan got taken out by Walmart. And
bye,
Walmart,
Tracy.
There's a Walmart worker that got killed on Black Friday like 5 years
Black
ago.
Black Friday.
Big Friday.
It killed back on the old Black Friday.
Black
he got
ass
the
Black
Friday.
Ass Friday.
Oh,
yeah,
Black Ass Friday.
I love it.
That's your new show.
What's that?
That's your show.
Ass Friday.
Black Ass Friday with Sean Ass.
Black
I got
ass.
Black ass like you wouldn't believe. I went to 4 Sunokos in a row.
So this guy, he got murdered at Walmart on Black Friday. He got like trampled or something.
How many years ago?
6 years ago, and they Walmart still hasn't paid out any money to the families. And
they can't afford that shit.
Yeah, Walmart.
Yeah.
Well, now they're dealing with that dude that got shot at Walmart by the cops.
Walmart's getting shot. What happened with that? You know
with,
anything?
Yeah. It was in Ohio. Somebody was walking around Walmart with a airsoft gun or some shit like that.
Okay.
And then the cops came in and, like, just didn't... They just shot him. Like, it wasn't like a...
Did they have airsoft guns, too?
They were the cops? No, why would they?
Well, I didn't know if they, like, kind of, like, set phasers for stun, not trying to hurt somebody.
And this would obviously be an airsoft gun because it was in the store. Yeah. So it'd have an orange tip.
Remember that show Future Weapons or whatever where every weapon on it was like meant to stun people? It was like beanbag guns.
Yeah, those exist.
And it was like noise wave guns.
Yeah, those exist too. I did a project.
Yeah, but they don't use them. They use real guns and kill people still.
Well, yeah, they do.
They made all these future weapons.
It's future, Bob. They're being integrated.
One day we'll stop.
Just wait till his movie comes out in the year 2314, right?
Yeah.
Then they'll be using beanbag guns against Wigger vampires that can't pay their rent. That's the age I want to live in.
All right. So I got one more story.
Okay.
We'll wrap everything up here.
I thought you had two.
What's up? Yeah,
you
but
have two more
it.
Stories?
We're only
two.
Do one more.
No, hit me with both. I want to know. One. I just want to know.
I only feel like doing one.
Fine.
Kamala. Because Kamala is so important.
Kamala over my chest.
Come talk.
So, you probably got that a lot in high school.
Look.
Is it a he or she?
Kamala? He's a guy. He's the Ugandan
giant. I thought
you
were like, he's
giant.
A tiger.
You don't know
yeah,
who
it
Kamala...
sounds like a tiger name or like a... panda bear.
You don't know who Kamala the Ugandan giant is?
No.
Do you know who Kamala the Ugandan giant is?
No.
Kamala the Ugandan giant, right? He's got a giant, he's got two stars on his chest and a moon on his belly.
Those aren't tattooed.
No, it's moon? Paint.
I'm about to
Kamala.
Say.
Kamala the Ugandan giant.
Okay.
He was a
is
professional
a
wrestler.
All
yes.
Right.
All over the world.
Ah, mm-hmm.
They used to bring him in Memphis, and he would scare the shit out of people. People would run.
Well,
for
Memphis,
oh,
yeah,
God,
that makes sense.
Memphis, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my God, he's gigantic!
At the same time, like, Andy Kaufman was wrestling women, Kamala the Ugandan Giant was scaring people to the streets.
Andy Kaufman, that's awesome.
Right, so fucking Kamala the Ugandan Giant's living life now as a double amputee.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he
prior
was,
to that, how giant was he?
He's 6'7". 6'7" from Mississippi.
Was it both of his legs?
What's up? Both of his legs are gone. Double amputee.
I don't know if it was like one arm, one leg, or
so
like
now
both
he's
arms.
He's like a cool, what, 4'3"?
No, he set up a GoFundMe account.
For what, new legs?
Well, no, like, to help with medical
I need bionic
bills.
Legs. I am Ugandan Giant.
He needs some medical help. He's not asking for sympathy or nothing, but Kamala Ugandan Giant's got a crazy story, man. He was brought in to entertain people.
Stop
in Memphis
touching your mic. Oh, that's helping. Ah, there we go. Ah, oh, yep.
So he brought people in, and he was wrestling in the 90s with The Undertaker.
Stuff.
Yeah, let's say, where's it at? He was wrestling and stuff with The Undertaker.
Oh, my God, The Undertaker's here.
And then, so Kamala the Ugandan Giant. And then he's also the guy who pulled a gun on Andre the Giant.
What?
He pulled a gun on
Andre
the Giant.
Yeah, there's only room for one giant in this town, motherfucker. And you were in Princess Bride. I should have gotten that role. One day I'm going to be on a sign that says obey.
In a wrestling match, you know what I mean? They got what they call it a spot. Like when
someone
like,
pulls a gun on. Oh,
no, it's
it was
like
fake.
No, hold up. So I'm going to throw you into the ropes. I'm going to drop down to the ground. You're going to jump over me.
Yeah. I got you.
So
some would call it choreography, but yeah.
Yeah, he. Kamala blew the spot.
Oh, my God, and singing. Sorry, Tim.
Kamala blew the spot, right?
Yeah.
And Andre the Giant called him the N-word in the ring.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Like,
on live television?
You N-word, you're messing up, blah, 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 blah. So after the match, Kamala pulled a gun on him and was like, you ever pull that shit again, I'm going to fucking shoot you. I don't care who you are, Andre.
And?
Andre the Giant treated him with respect from there on out.
Because he had a gun in his face. Yeah,
Andre, I would too. I thought you were saying Andre grabbed the gun, crumpled it up,
threw it at him. And I was like, I'm going to come all over your chest.
So basically, that's all I had to say.
It was only an airsoft gun, though.
Oh, shit. And the cop shot him. And that's how Andre the Giant died.
And that's how Kamala the Giant lost his leg.
Yeah.
And then he ran over Tracy Morgan.
Oh, my God. And he was driving a Walmart all connects. Truck. This is amazing.
Everything is connected since we started talking.
I like it.
I call it the snake eating its tail.
Yeah.
My vapor just made me cough.
This podcast is taking place on Pluto right now.
Which is not a planet, but it is again. A planet again because of textbook lobbyists. Conspiracy. Yes, exactly.
Sons of bitches!
Jesus.
What's this been?
In Lousy Weather Media Main Show episode 60, isn't it? Yeah. God, episode, I'm Sean S.
Paul Wolf.
Mousy Leather.
I can't introduce myself.
Yeah, Tim Wolf. Go ahead and say yourself, your name. That was
my name's Tim Wolf.
There you go. He's excited.
Say yourself.
Say yourself, Tim Wolf, say it!
And let's have it.
Say your day. Own fucking name in this house.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.